This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. What you just heard was the sounds of a 400-year-old art form from Kedah called Mekmulung, which brings together dance, drama and music. And despite its long history, Mekmulung is relatively little known. A performance called Mekmulung Lakon Dewa Muda aims to bring this art form to a wider audience and introduces a new generation of performers, in this case, the young performers from Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak. The show is on from the 3rd to the 5th of May at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. And joining me today are choreographer Zafir Muzani and co-directors Muhammad Azhar Arifin and Muhammad Izzat Ismail. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Maybe we can start off by having you explain what is Mekmulung? Because I think Mekmulung is one of those dances that, unlike, say, Mat Yong, we don't really see a lot of, especially not in places like KL, right? Mm-hmm. Can you explain to us what the origins and what the dance is like?
Mekmulung actually original from Ligor, which is now is Thailand. And then for now, they've been practiced
in the Northwest area.
Yeah, most of the area, which is, but the most popular is in
Wang Tepus,
Kedah.
Ah, okay.
So that's the difference between Mat Yong and Mekmulung, which is Mat Yong is from Kelantan, and then Mekmulung is from Kedah. So actually, maybe most of the people said like, oh, it's the dance is simple and like easy to follow. But actually, they have their own uniqueness, which is every movement synchronized with the lyrics of the songs. And then, yeah, like, I think most of Mekmulung performance will started, actually we have a performance structure, all right? So we started with a
ritual lah, yeah. Called bertabur, and yeah. Then the song is bertabik. That is actually same like Mat Yong actually. People already know about Mat Yong because it has been recognized by UNESCO.
Right.
And Mekmulung also is in the way to be recognized by UNESCO also, actually. We are in a process to do that. And then This is one of the steps and the platform we want to try to introduce and to make UNESCO approve. This is one of our heritage. Actually, it has a similarity between Mat Yong, but the difference is because Mat Yong is traditionally before, all the actors are female, actually, not male.
Right.
Mm. But because in the castle, they cannot portray what we call male actor inside the castle. That's why all the performance are by the females. But Mekmulung, they collaborate between male and females.
Mm. Oh, I actually thought Mekmulung traditionally was males.
Actually, certain actors are female also.
I see. And from what I understand, Mekmulung actually has elements of other dances like Mat Yong, Menora,
yes.
Hadra,
yes.
That we can see some of these elements in Mekmulung.
True.
Yes, by the way, what we can conclude, which is in Mekmulung, I would like, Zaf has said, it has its own structure. So Mat Yong has its own structure too. So the structure is consists of the dance, the songs, and
acting.
The acting, how to say the melody of the screen.
Yes.
So all kind of things.
Also.
Yes, and the music also, because they are using different types of instruments. Because in Mekmulung,
they are using keceret.
Which is different from other traditional theatre.
Right. So is it fair to describe Mekmulung as being more of a dance drama than a pure dance?
Actually, the similarities between Mekmulung is the same. They combine together with a song, dance, acting, and also with music. Mm-hmm. Same with Mak Yong, actually.
And I understand, Zaf, that it was actually your idea to bring this Mek Mulong performance to KL Pak.
Yes.
Where did this idea start?
All right. Actually, the idea started when I heard from my friends, which is Cik Guaza and Izzat. They said like, hey, the students from Sekolah Seni Perak, they won a few awards, which is in Spain, in Beijing, which is they won because of their performing Mek Mulong. So I'm just like, wow. I was like, I'm so impressed, you know. Yeah. I was like, it's our traditional performance been introduced to international audience. But sadly, we here, we didn't know fully about Mek Mulong.
That's right.
So that's why I think that KL Pak is one of the best platform to introduce Mek Mulong and at the same time to introduce the young talent from Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak. Yes. So that's why I'm just like, I proposed my idea to Datuk Farida and Joe Hasham. And then I said to them, why not we do this collaboration between the Actors Studio and Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak? And then it's like, yeah, let's go. Because previously, the last Mek Mulong performance in KL Pak, which is on 2006. Yeah, so it's like a long time ago. So I think this time, this year, I hope so, is a lucky year for us, which is we introduce the Mek Mulong and people can accept our performance.
And hopefully the start of many more.
Yes, of course.
So Azha, you're actually a teacher with Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak. And how did the dance group actually form and how long have they been performing?
Okay, actually I'm the head of theatre department in my schools. And then most of the students need to study the traditional art. And then we are doing the Mek Mulong because we are the northern sides. So we want to upbring the Mek Mulong as our tradition. And then that's why during the 2017, we went to Spain and then we won first Mek Mulong. That time we bring 5 students, aged around 13 years old students. And then we won among Iran and so it's we are very proud of that lah. And then after that, this year we went to Beijing, and then we also bring the Mek Mulong. And then starting from that time, we think that we need to make sure that this tradition, this tradition heritage cannot must be recognized by others also. That's why we put the group must all the students in the Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak must study the traditional, the heritage is Mek Mulong.
And who is their teacher? Who's teaching them the Mek Mulong dance?
First of all, actually, we all the script, all the activities, we refer to our advisor from Zamzuria Zahari, from Aswara. Whatever we do, we refer to her lah, because there are certain things we cannot do or want, we want to contempt or whatever. No, we must stick to the structure. And then we go to Zamzuria and then ask her to help us how to do the training and everything. And then we go to schools and then we give to the students. And then the students, we have another one training in my schools is one side. He also teach the students to dance and acting the Mek Mulong.
And in this particular performance, how many dancers will we be seeing and what is their age group?
Oh, the dancer will be about 13 to 16 years old students. So it consists of the theatre student and the dance student from the Sekolah Seni Perak. And then they were performing about how many pieces? For about 6 to 7 piece of in Mek Mulong, Mek Mulong dances in Mek Mulong lah. So
and then we actually a bit special about this one because we try to inject a contemporary element a bit, which is we not try to mess up with the structure, the performance structure. No, we just try to inject a bit, you know, like just put
in the dance, dance lah.
Yeah, for the dance, not the. We didn't mess up the structure. No. It's a big no.
We're trying to put a commercial value to the theatre, but we don't mess up with the structure.
Yeah, and then it's just like okay, maybe just I think two piece of dance, which is actually that dance actually to portray the particular scene.
Yes. I see. Mm-mm. So that's actually an interesting point, right? Because sometimes the challenge with traditional dancers is that a modern audience sometimes may not understand, may not connect. How do you all balance when you put up a performance to draw in an audience that doesn't understand that tradition?
In my opinion, because we as a Malaysian, myself, I think I'm 26 years old and I'm graduated from the theatre student. So I'm really interested with Malay traditional things. That's why I'm keep questioning why our Malaysian does not interested with our own culture. Because when I followed them to the Beijing, China, before they are performing, there's so many participants, they have go to the kids and then try to snap picture with them. That means our costume and accessory was quite interesting to the foreigner. So I'm curious, question, why Malaysian does not interested doesn't try to get into our culture? So me as a young people, I think from the performance, we try to make a great costume, accessory, and then a good instrument. Then for your information, we have been guide for the musician. We are being guided by Kamarul Baisah as a music director. So he will teach all our students how to play all the instrument correctly. And then with all the dance, the dancers, and then what is interesting in Mat Mulong because of the song. The song was very interesting.
Actually, I believe that the language is not a barrier. Yes, because when we went to Spain, all the Spanish people are not fluent speaking in English. And then we have performed this Mat Mulong in Malay, actually. But they still enjoy the performance. And then they still laugh when the actors do something like humor thing. They can follow the structure of story, actually. And then because of that, we believe that we want all the Malaysian people to come and see this Mat Mulong. Why? Because this is not about language, actually. It's about a story. How you inherit cherish the moment of our traditional thing, and then we want to portray this is our thing, and then we need to make sure all people in Malaysia know about Mat Mulong. That's what we want to do.
And when you say story, right? So this particular show, it's called Mat Mulong Lakon Dewa Muda. What is the story about?
Okay, actually, Lakon Dewa Muda. Lakon means story. Story about Dewa Muda. Actually, all the story is a story from Wong Tepus, origin from Wong Tepus. It's not made up by us or made up by others. Actually, it's originated by from Wong Tepus. And then the story is about a prince going out for...
Actually, it's about a king who got a dream.
A
dream, a particular dream, which is he got a dream, which is like a weird dream. So he asking for Awang and Awang Selamat, which is his servant to come and ask both of them to call Wat Nujum, which is the, can I say fortune teller?
Fortune teller. Like
so the fortune teller tried to interpret
the dreams.
And then from that point, they start to get out from their comfort zone, which is their palace, and try...
Going for the hunt.
Yeah, going for the hunt to just like to follow the dreams. And then from there, the story is going to be interesting lah.
So, Zaf, you are the choreographer, and Azhar and Izzat, you guys are the co-directors. So what do you all bring to the performance? I mean, because as you said, there is a traditional structure, there is a structure to follow. So what is your added touch?
Yeah, for myself, of course, my added touch is of course the contemporary injection. But don't get me wrong, even though I try to inject with a new element in the dance, but at the same time, I will make sure that I will not go far from the Mat Mulong style. Yeah, so that's why I'm doing a few research, observation, and I'm asking the directors and I'm asking for our advisor, Kak Zam. Because I know that it's a bit hard to convince people to come for a traditional theatre because maybe they said like, traditional theatre, mesti boring. Of course, I'm going to bore and whatsoever. So it's my job, it's my responsible to make sure that, okay, I'm going to attract you with my choreography. So for them, like, of course, like for them, like they're going to attract the audience with the storyline, they are directing.
Costume, makeup.
And yeah, mm-hmm. costume, makeup. So it's a bit, for me, for my side, it's a bit interesting because my dancers, actually, most of them start from 13 years old to 15 something. So I will make sure that I will try, like, what people say, like, try to, like, we shall chunkil their talent, yeah. you know? Sorry.
Chunkil is fine.
So, like, yeah, try to chunkil their bakat, their talent.
Potential.
Yeah, their potential. So that I will make sure that their style is my style, you know? But at the same time, I will not go too far from Mat Mulong original style.
And what about Izzat and Azhar?
Okay, for me, as a director, I have looking for something bombastic spectacles. So like something that we use nowadays to make the audience amazed with the spectacles, and then I try to inject all kind of spectacles to the performance. And one more thing, Sekolah Seni Perak student, for me, I'm start to collaborate with Sekolah Seni Perak since 2016. And then because I'm collaborating with them as a choreographer, makeup artist, I'm doing that kind of stuff. And then this student was really outstanding because it's not same with other students. Because why? When I'm directing them, they are, when I said, no, I don't want this kind of acting. They take their own initiative. They go to one side and then they just keep practicing. So I'm just amazed with the effort they have put in the project. So that's why I really excited to collaborate with Sekolah Seni Perak. So what I want to say to the people, just come and see the potential of our young people, which is they have the potential, the big potential to bring our traditions.
Mm. That's awesome. So it's actually, I would have liked to have some of the dancers here, but you know, they're in Perak at the moment.
Yes.
But I'm curious about how much they contribute to the performance. Do they have their own ideas? Do they, as you said, sometimes they take their own initiative?
Actually, like this, all the students have been to follow all the structure, and then I myself as a director, I will make sure all the structure of Mat Mulong must be followed, and then cannot when Zaf said want to add a bit of contempt thing inside the dance, I said make sure it's not too contemporary, yeah. because we don't want to make the heritage been polluted with another the element, and then we want to make sure the heritage is distilled, maintained in the origin thing. And then all the students put the effort 100% in the practice, actually. They cannot simply adjust the dance or simply adjust the script, whatever, because it's, the structure is stuff like that. But what they can do is, like Izzat said just now, they go to the side, change their acting style, change their memorizing, how to portray their words and everything. That's all they do.
And by the way, the student from the directing side, I'm that one kind of director which is, I'm giving you the option, what you want, how you want to be that character. So when I'm giving the option, so they are, as an art student, they are doing their homework, they are studying the script, and then they come up with the option to me. And then they just come to me, jump, all right, directors, here's the option. So you have to choose which character that you want. So that one, I think, I was excited to see, like, oh, they are really cooperated with the project.
Yes. The student also need to fulfill the assessment, actually, for SPM. The
students, oh, wow.
also, this project also one of the platform to fulfill the project, actually.
Yes.
I see. So this is part of their education process, yes, as well. Yeah. Okay.
It's not a school project, but they take it as a part of their own syllabus. Yes. Yeah.
So why should people come and watch this performance?
Obviously, number one, because it's a bit rare, you know, like we're having a Mat Mulong performance plus in KL Pak, which is for me, KL Pak is like Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Center, which is an international. And then they have their own followers, you know. So for this year, I think, I believe that is the only traditional Malay theatre. So it's a bit, well, it's not so much if I can say that it's a bit sad if you didn't come, you know? Like, macam,
yeah,
because we don't know when we're going to watch our own traditional theatre. And then second, of course, like, we present to you the young talent from Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak, which is, at first, I thought it's like, oh, like, okay, all of them is kids. But after they present their own talent to me, in front of me, I'm just like, wow, they are so serious about their own job. Yes. You know, yeah.
For me as a teacher, actually, this is a platform for them to know about the industry. That this is what they will face after they went out from schools. Go out from schools and then after SPM, after they graduate, this is the real thing that they will face.
Yes.
So this, for the Malaysian, I believe that you must come and see this performance, and then the language is not a barrier. Yes. Enjoy the performance. See the spectacular of the students from 13 years old to 16 years old perform to you.
Yes. Yep. First of all, this is the first official junior full-length Mat Mulong performance.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think in Malaysia, it's never staged before. It's act by the students, young people.
Young people.
By the student. So this is the first project. Act by fully by a student. And then afterwards...
and then, sorry, I add on, which is Sekolah Seni Perak is the first Sekolah Seni
that collaborate with KL Pak.
Who collaborate with KL Pak. Because in Malaysia, we have another four Sekolah Seni. Yeah.
And then, as a director side, I like to educate them, which is what kind of thing that I have learned from the university. I'm trying to educate them to make them more mature. So, I think... you have to come and, of course, you have to see the potential of the Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak. Yes, and you will be shocked.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to
talk
to me.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to choreographer Zafir Muzani and co-directors Muhammad Azhar Arifin and Muhammad Izzat Ismail, who put together a Mat Mulong performance called Mat Mulong Lakon Dewa Muda, which features performers from Sekolah Seni Malaysia Perak. The show is on from the 3rd to the 5th of May at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre, and tickets are priced at RM35 and available at proticket.com.my. I'll leave you now with a little bit more of what you can expect from the performance itself. You've been listening to Front Row and The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.